Well, it wasn't pretty tonight. Coming in, we thought it was going to be the guard play that was going to carry you guys, but it was the post play. Your guards did not score till about 5.5 to go in the game, or four 4:55 to go in the game. But somehow, some way, guys found a way to win here tonight.
You know, it's funny you say that, because that's what's on our T-shirts this year, is find a way. Just find a way to win. I know there's going to be nights where it's ugly, you know, we're not rebounding, you know, we're missing the easy shots, and sometimes you just have to find a way. And I feel like we did. I was proud of them for scrapping and fighting until the very end, because we could have very easily panicked, and I don't feel like we panicked at all.
And, you know, that's just the type of maturity and the confidence as well. That's kind of coincides with each other, because that hasn't happened in a long time, where the confidence and the poise has stayed there for you guys. But it was really Emily Weathers, Emily Smith, the combination down the paint there, and even Lindy Rumford in that first half, really through the first three quarters, that carried you guys. They were the only three that scored until the fourth quarter.
Right. I mean, I think we have the best post players in the entire league. And, you know, I felt like they were just giving me all they got. You know, it was a rough game. And quite personally, I don't mind rough games at all. And, you know, but we just have to find a way, put the ball in the basket. And sometimes you're going to get pushed around, but expect the contact and then put it in. And I feel like after they kind of realized what type of game it was going to be, they fought hard for me, and they did put the ball in the basket.
Well, you finally got your guard play points for Bailey Lott, as she had your first five in the fourth quarter. And then Ulysses came back. They're a good second-half team.
Sure.
And they showed it tonight, and they came back, took the lead twice. But you guys were forced over in overtime, tied at 31. Roberts, who had struggled all night, she's been kind of getting her wind back and been a little sick there. And she hit a big three to give you guys a lead. Then they hit a three. And then it was another senior that really stepped up. Emily Smith really redeemed herself there in overtime.
Right. I mean, you know, we're going to make mistakes, and I don't want the girls to ever feel like they can't make mistakes. But a new thing I've been telling them is I call it PRP, play, recover, play. And basketball is such a quick game. You've got to recover quickly. You cannot dwell on what mistake you just made, because, you know, especially in the first half, we'd have a turnover, and then we'd run down, and we'd foul. That's not play, recover, play. Mm-hmm. That's making two mistakes just because you were frustrated from the first one. And you can't be like that.
Were you pretty happy with your defense overall tonight?
Yes and no. I mean, I felt like our defense created quick shots for them, but then we didn't finish the possession because we didn't box out when we needed to. And it's just the little things. That's what we're focusing on now, is the little things. You know, getting on the floor, making the sharp pass, you know, hitting the open shot. And that's what we need to work on now. I feel like our overall game is pretty strong, but now let's put together the little things.
Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here at halftime of the boys' game. Lady Beavers hanging on, 38-37 win. You guys have won now five in a row over Ulysses, but Tuesday night, your tension, you finally get home for the first time in a month, and it's going to be foreign for you guys in a way, because it's been a while since you played at home, but it's a familiar foe, the Holcomb Longhorns, who are doing pretty good so far here this year.
Sure. I mean, you know, I understand that, you know, people are going to be bringing their best game against us every single time, and you know, I honestly welcome that. I think those are going to be great games, but, you know, I'm ready to play. I'm ready for our season to get going. I feel like we've just kind of been waiting around, getting a game here and there, and I'm ready to play two games a week, and I'm excited to see good competition, so I'm excited for Holcomb to come.
We're officially 30% way into the season here with this game tonight, and a win in overtime on the road. It's always big to steal a road win in league play in 38-37. Coach, congratulations. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, thanks, Adam.